Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time with music by Lithuanian composer Onutė Narbutaitė, who came of age as a composer in the 1980s, behind the Iron Curtain in a cultural environment of silent resistance, a political stance common among artists of that time and place, who wanted to stand up for their own culture, but at the same time lived in a situation where their every action was watched. What you heard was the opening music from a piece called La Barca, or The Boat. Here's a bit more. Onutė Narbutaitė came on the scene at a time when female composers were still regarded with some reserve and perhaps even suspicion. She also grew up in a very particular time and place, Soviet-occupied Lithuania. A particularly important role in the development of Narbutaitė's worldview was played by her mother, the musicologist Ono Narbutienė, who, while still a schoolgirl, was deported to Siberia by Lithuania's Soviet occupiers. This family tragedy left an indelible impression, with resistance to the Soviet system expressed not politically, but culturally. On her return from exile, Narbutaitė's mother dedicated herself to the historical research of Lithuanian music and to the preservation of the nation's cultural identity and dignity. There are only three works on this album. The second one is titled Kein Gestern, Kein Morgen, which translates as No Yesterday, No Tomorrow. The way this music uses silence creates a wonderful sense of expectation and introspection. This is music that inclines one to be thoughtful. In fact, really good composers understand how important silence is to great music. I think it was Claude Debussy who said, "Music is the silence between the notes." Here's the beginning of Kein Gestern, Kein Morgen. Kein Gestern, Kein Morgen is written for orchestra plus solo singers, a mezzo-soprano and a tenor, who sing variously in German, Lithuanian, and French, singing poems by Rainer Maria Rilke and Oskar Milosz. This is music written by a composer who obviously has a feel for writing for the human voice.
Yeah.
Onute Narbutaiti's piece, Riverbank River Symphony, begins in the simplest way possible. There's a bit of percussion, and then there's a single note that's passed from instrument to instrument as the orchestral colors shift around this one note. Here is that beginning. It's music that unfolds at its own pace. Mezzo-soprano Jovita Vaškevičiūtė is a soloist at the Lithuanian National Opera and Ballet Theater in Vilnius. The Lithuanian tenor, Tomas Pavilionis, made his debut in 2009 before becoming also a soloist at the Lithuanian National Opera and Ballet Theater. That was in 2014. The Lithuanian National Symphony Orchestra has been active for almost 8 decades. It represents Lithuanian culture abroad and appears at various festivals and concert halls around the world. In 2013, they toured for the first time in Argentina, Brazil, Peru, and Ecuador. And a significant part of Lithuania's symphonic music can be heard not only at their concerts, but on their many recordings. Here's a bit more of that piece, Riverbank River Symphony. You have been listening to music by Onutė Narbutaitė and performances by the Lithuanian National Symphony Orchestra, mezzo-soprano Jovita Vaškevičiūtė, tenor Tomas Pavilionis, all conducted by Christopher Lyndon Gee. It's on One Naxos album, catalog number 8.573618. This is clearly music that demands some quiet thought, but it creates a sound world that is beguiling. Like wandering into a strange land that starts out seeming slightly alarming, but quickly becomes enchanting. To go out, here is the very end of Riverbank River Symphony. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. Thank you.